are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, hoops heads. Welcome to Locked On Warriors. I'm your new host, Aliko Carter. Thanks for joining me. You're going to have to excuse the volume of this pod and any extraneous noises you might hear. I'm traveling right now, and I'm actually in the library, so it's going to be an interesting pod today, but bear with me, and if my voice sounds a little too boring, just know that this isn't always how I normally sound. All right, thanks, guys. I'll get right to it with a quick recap of the season. The Warriors started off really sloppy, turning the ball over, bad defense, forgetting plays. Steve Kerr was not happy. He talked about mental conditioning. Quietly, I really think that the short preseason was a huge issue for the team early. They only had four preseason games playing against the same team twice, going to China. They were all out of sorts for the first few games, and starting the season in the middle of the month as opposed to the end of the month, I think it really affected a lot of good teams, and it affected the Warriors definitely. But they've gotten back on the right track. Last six games, winning each game by 17 or more points, and they look like the old Warriors. It kind of feels like people are just kind of like taking this Warriors team as a given, which I think it's good for the team. The less attention that they have right now, the better. And I think that we're getting to the part of the season, they're 13 games in, when you're not necessarily going to be getting each team's best every night, because every team has played 12 to 15 games now. And they're all settling into the season. They might not all get up the same way the Rockets did, the Pistons did. I think we're getting into the meat of the season now. Teams are kind of getting used to what the Warriors are bringing, and the Warriors are getting used to what teams are bringing. Well, we got to talk about these third quarters. The third quarter net rating is insane right now for the team. Plus 6.5 leads the league. The Celtics are second at plus 5.9. The Celtics have been amazing this year, really surprisingly so, especially defensively. And then the Nuggets at 5.1, plus 5.1, are really a surprise in that third spot. But nobody else has a net rating above 4 in the third quarter, and the Warriors are just blowing teams away in the third. Five games in November, we're talking plus 14.2 in the third in five games. Plus 14.2. I mean, this team hasn't even broken plus 14 for a season, and we're talking about three of the most dominant seasons, in league history over the last 3 years. So that number is, it really, really stands out. I don't know what Steve Kerr is doing, but the man is like a wizard. I mean, some of these first quarters, second quarters, especially second quarters, have been really, really sloppy. These guys are out there spraying passes every which way, turning the ball over. Defensively, rotations are looking, crappy. And the talent is enough to win out for two quarters. But then those third quarters, there's a switch. The Warriors have a switch. They flip it. They flip it every single game. Steph Curry plays the whole third. There might be something to that. His net rating paces the team. There's an element of rotational magic. But really, these are the things that sports journalists dream of. I mean, being a fly on the wall, at halftime, when Steve Kerr is talking to his team, maybe they've got 10 or 12 turnovers in the half. Maybe they've allowed 60 points, 65 points in the half. What is he saying to them? And how is he getting them to, respond every single game in that third quarter in such a way where it's just like, is it old hat for them? Because the third has been their bread and butter for the last 2-3 years. They just dominate in the third quarter, and then Steph doesn't have to play the fourth. That's their modus operandi. So what's the secret behind that? You know, we all really want to know, and I'm definitely going to be doing some digging over the next few games to try to figure that out. Here's where we take a quick break to talk about sponsorships. First things first, you can read my work at BleacherReport.com and Forbes.com. Just go to either website and search Alico Carter, and I'll be right there. If your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, you should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Warriors is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 and 44. So if you want men between 18 and 44, this is your spot. Plus, our rates are reasonable. Email me at alicocarter11@gmail.com to find out. So, another thing I like, regarding Steve Kerr's rotations is he's playing everybody. You know, what coach does that, especially the coach of a championship team? It really promotes respect in the locker room that I think is really, really underrated and kind of helps guide the team when things get difficult. Everybody feels like they're a part of it. The communication level is extremely high. Steve is constantly talking to guys, letting them know if they're going to play, if they're not going to play, depending on matchups, stuff like that. I mean, this team really does go 13, 14, 15 deep. And the bench has been a huge part of the reason that they're 10-3 right now. Going down the line, it has to start with Andre Iguodala, who is once again pacing the league in assisted turnover ratio. I mean, like, he enters the game, good things happen, and it's not quantifiable, especially early in the season, how good he's actually been. But he's also been playing fewer minutes than he normally plays. I mean, he's about 34 now, I think, so he's getting up there. But the nice thing about this team is that the death lineup has variations. You can switch out Andre for Livingston, Nick Young, Omri Caspi. Well, speaking of people who have an effect when they enter the game, Omri Caspi makes good things happen when he enters the game. He spreads the floor, plays incredible defense, and he seems to have fit right in the next man up mentality that the team has fostered over the years. But you can really go down the line. I mean, the roster up and down is filled with high character guys. Kevon Looney, Jordan Bell, Patrick McCaw, even Nick Young. I mean, Nick Young is buying in. You know, this team got JaVale McGee to buy in. It's got Nick Young to buy in. You know, they're hustling. They're in the right place at the right time, and they're being rewarded on offense, and it's a beautiful thing to see. But even though the team is winning games, there's still some issues to work out. I mean, you know, we're still early in the season. They were playing the 76ers and coughed the ball up 23 times, 19 times in the game before that. And they still won by 20 points both games. It's one of those things that makes you wonder, have they figured out a way to get around that problem by just shooting the lights out? But, you know, they're not going to shoot 58% every single game, and they're not going to do what they did against the 76ers and against the who did they play before? Minnesota. You know, those are not great defensive teams, and they're not teams that are going to make you that are going to punish you for making those kinds of mistakes. You know, you play the Spurs, you play the late season Cavaliers, they got a big game against the Celtics coming up on Thursday. That's going to be a benchmark for their season. They can't turn the ball over 20 times. You're just not going to be able to do it against an elite basketball team, and the Celtics have shown themselves to be that. So it's going to be interesting to see, after they take care of the Magic tonight, how they come into the beginning of this road trip. Right now, the team is sitting right in the middle of the league, 14th in defensive efficiency, which, you know, for a team that's number one, number two, year after year, has got to be really irking the coaching staff, especially Ron Adams, who prides himself on having his guys ready. But you know what the big issue is? The big issue is turnovers. You can't defend a run out after a live game, a live ball turnover. It's just, you're shooting yourself in the foot, and you're giving your team fewer chances to win the game. And luckily, they've been shooting the lights out, and luckily, they're not playing teams that know how to stop them from shooting the lights out. But when you cough the ball up 20 times, it's going to hurt your defense. It's going to create easy baskets for the other team. And, you know, that's a big reason why they're sitting at 14th. And I would say by Christmas, you can expect them to be back in the top five. But right now, that turnover problem is really a big issue. And Steve Kerr is continuing to harp on it. The players are continuing to harp on it. Everybody has been. And you thought they took care of it. They had a few games with 13 turnovers apiece, 14, 15. But everybody's been helping to cough the ball up, starting with Curry and Draymond, KD, and going all the way down the roster. Yeah, except for Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson has been surprisingly extremely solid on both sides of the floor, including not turning the ball over too heavily to begin the season. So good for Klay, because he doesn't always start the season super well. So that's a big boon for him and a big boon for the team. But, yeah, I mean, everybody's just sloppy. I mean, some of these turnovers are just, you look at them and you say, did this team really win the championship last year? Because I can't tell if they've even been playing together. You know, throwing the ball out of bounds, throwing it every which way, trying to do too much, trying to thread the needle into spots. And you know, if I see Steph Curry throw the ball over his head, fling the ball over his head cross court one more time and have it get picked off, I swear. Yeah, he's been doing that for you know, since he got into the league. And, yeah, sometimes it works and sometimes it creates a beautiful highlight. But, I mean, sometimes it just makes me want to throw my computer. But I have to ask myself, have they broken basketball? You know, when I say team, you know, they're going to regress to the mean, they're not going to shoot 58% every game. Of course, they're not going to shoot 58% every game. But by the end of the season, could we see them hovering around 51-52% for the season? You know, to go along with maybe 17 turnovers, you know, a high turnover team. Could that team win the championship? I think yes. I mean, with the firepower that they have and the once they get their rotations down, you know, everybody's going to be contributing off the bench. Everybody's long and rangy and can play defense. And, you know, maybe they do still turn the ball over. But, I mean, last year they were 22nd in the league in turnovers at 14.8 a game. So I guess 17 is a lot. We'll say maybe 15.5. But they were number one in the league in forcing turnovers. So there's that defense again. This year so far, they're 8th in the league in forcing turnovers and 27th in coughing the ball up. Yeesh. 17.5 turnovers a game. You know, if they can get that number down to 16, you know, I think they really have, you know, a good chance. But if it's up there at 17, 18, they're going to lose some games that they should win. And that's not going to bode well in the playoffs. Earlier in the season, I predicted this team could go for 70. But you know, it's not going to happen with them turning the ball over like this. But yeah, we'll see where they are come Christmas time. I mean, you know, it's still very early in the season, and they still are working out some kinks, working out the rotations, really working out the offense. But like I said, some of these turnovers are just head-scratchers. But anyway, on to the third subject. I you know, you guys are going to be listening to me every day. I figure, you know, you should know a little bit about me. Like, who is this guy? Like, why is he qualified to talk about the Warriors? Why should I be listening to him? Well, here's why. First, I want to say thanks for taking the time to listen. It means a lot, and hopefully I can add something to your day. I've been a Warriors fan since about 1998, you know, around the choke. Was raised in Oakland, grew up on the A's, Raiders, but especially the Warriors. We Believe was my senior year of high school. I went to game 4 of the Mavericks series that year, 07. We won that game 103-99. Baron Davis made a half-court buzzer beater at halftime, and I swear the roof was gonna blow off the place. I mean, I've been to finals games at Oracle. I've been to you know, playoff atmosphere games. I've never been to any sporting event that was that loud, any indoor sporting event that was that loud. It was absolutely incredible. Graduated from college in 2011. Straight out of college, I worked at Bleacher Report as a writer, content editor, front page editor. I've been writing for Forbes.com for the last 2.5 years. And in addition to the NBA, I cover the intersections of sports and community impacts for Forbes. I returned to Bleacher this year as the Golden State Warriors reporter, so I'm following the team and getting the goods and hopefully sharing them with all with you. And in my daytime, I'm a consultant to nonprofits and startups in the San Francisco Bay Area. So it's not just going to be me on this podcast every single day, just listening to my voice. And obviously, I'm not going to be in a library every single day. But yeah, I do plan to have guests, and I'm looking forward to your comments and feedback. So thanks for listening, and have a great day.